Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive with us today. We're going to be looking at AI and agriculture policy. We found some really interesting research that suggests that AI could completely revolutionize the way that we grow food and manage resources,
It's exciting stuff.
and like how we can address kind of some of the big problems that we're facing in this sector.
And I think a lot of people, when they think about AI and agriculture, they think of, robots planting seeds, which is definitely part of it, but it goes so much deeper than that. This is about AI analyzing like mountains and mountains of data to help us optimize like every single aspect of agriculture, from, predicting the best time to plant crops to managing entire forests. Like the potential here is
It
massive.
is. I mean, the technology is just, it's moving so fast. It's really hard to keep up with it, but it's also just incredible to watch.
It is.
So in the research that we have, they outline six key ways that AI could change the game for agriculture policy.
Yeah, six key ways. So
That's a lot.
that's a lot to
So
digest.
give me the highlights here.
Well, I think, one of the most promising areas is what's called precision agriculture. So imagine you're a farmer and you have a 1,000-acre field. Instead of just like spraying pesticides across that whole area, AI-powered drones can analyze each plant individually and pinpoint the exact spots that are affected by pests or disease.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it's like the super targeted approach, which means we're using less chemicals overall, healthier crops, lower environmental impact.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, it seems like AI could really help farmers be more efficient and sustainable at the same time. Like, that's kind of the holy grail, isn't it?
It is.
So what else? What else is on this list?
So another really exciting area is AI's ability to predict supply and demand for agricultural products. You know how food prices can,
Yeah, they can fluctuate like crazy,
they go up and down.
especially lately.
Especially lately. And AI could really help stabilize that. So imagine, AI is analyzing historical crop yields, real-time weather data from satellites, and even consumer trends on social media,
So it's taking all this information from all these different places.
bringing it all together and forecasting future demand with incredible accuracy, which would allow governments and farmers to make much better decisions about pricing and resource allocation.
So no more like panic buying
Hopefully it
because
isn't.
of like a sudden tomato shortage or something like that. I'm all for that.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Okay, but let's get real for a second. I mean, this all sounds pretty amazing, but there has to be some challenges,
Of course.
right?
There's always a flip side.
What are some of the things that we need to be thinking about?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, while the potential benefits are huge, we need to be aware of the potential downsides too. One of the key challenges that our source really highlighted was ensuring that the data used to train these AI systems is accurate, representative, and unbiased. Because if the data is flawed, the AI's decisions will be flawed too, which could lead to unfair outcomes for certain farmers or regions.
That makes sense. Bad data in, bad decisions out. Sounds like data quality and management are going to be absolutely critical for the success of AI in agriculture.
And that's why our source stresses the importance of having like a really good, supportive legal framework that addresses things like data sharing and privacy and accountability. We need to find that balance between fostering innovation, but also protecting the rights of farmers and consumers.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, it is.
It's a delicate balancing act for sure.
It is.
But let's go back to some of the more exciting stuff.
Yeah.
What about some real-world examples of AI that are already making a difference in agriculture?
Yeah.
What's out there beyond just the theoretical?
Yeah. There are some really fascinating examples.
Okay, tell me.
One that really caught my eye was the use of AI to develop innovative recipes
Great.
using local ingredients.
Okay.
So
Like
imagine,
farm to table, but like AI driven.
AI is analyzing thousands of recipes, agricultural data, and it's like creating new dishes that showcase regional cuisines, support local farmers, and reduce food waste.
So it's hitting on all these different points at the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I love that. That's such a cool application of AI. I can already imagine like restaurants creating these like unique hyper-local menus that are powered by algorithms.
Totally. Another one is the use of AI to assist with the complex maintenance of farm equipment.
Okay.
So you can kind of think of it as a virtual mechanic that's monitoring every sensor on a tractor or a harvester, predicting potential breakdowns before they even happen.
So helpful.
Right.
Especially considering how much farm equipment costs these days.
Yeah, it's a lifesaver.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But you know what I have to ask about?
What's that?
The robots.
Ah, the robots.
Tell me about the robots.
The robots are coming.
Okay. Hi.
One example that really highlights the transformative potential of AI here is the use of robots to harvest delicate crops.
Okay.
Like cucumbers and cherry tomatoes.
Okay.
So these robots have sensors and AI algorithms that allow them to identify ripe produce.
Wow.
Pick it gently without damaging the plants.
Oh, wow.
And even sort and package it for shipping.
That is amazing. It seems like these robots could be like a total game changer.
Yeah.
For farmers who are struggling to find workers.
Right.
Especially in areas with aging populations.
Exactly. It's being seen as a potential solution to labor shortages in agriculture.
So we've got AI optimizing farming practices. Huh. Predicting supply and demand, creating new recipes, fixing tractors, and even picking our tomatoes.
It's a busy little bee.
What's next? Where does this go from here?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? Mm-hmm. Our source dives into some policy recommendations that could help accelerate the adoption of AI in agriculture.
Okay.
So one suggestion is financial incentives for farmers who invest in AI technology.
Okay, so like grants or tax breaks or...
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
Something to kind of lower that barrier to entry.
Yeah.
Another important area is investment in research and development for specialized AI applications.
Got it.
You know, really pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Those sound like really smart moves, honestly.
Yeah.
To encourage wider adoption of AI in agriculture.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it seems like it goes beyond just throwing money at the problem, right?
Of course.
Like, we need to make sure that people actually know how to use this technology.
Yeah, education and training is huge.
Yeah.
We need to empower farmers and policymakers with the knowledge and skills to really harness the power of AI effectively.
You can't just, like, drop a bunch of robots on a farm and expect everything to magically work out.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what about the data? We talked earlier about the importance of data quality and privacy.
Right.
What needs to happen on that front?
Well, that's where things get really interesting, I think. You know, we need to move beyond just collecting data.
Right.
And start thinking about how to use it ethically and responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
One area that's gaining a lot of attention is this concept of data cooperatives.
Data cooperatives.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So imagine farmers pooling their data together.
Okay.
And collectively owning and governing it.
Oh, interesting.
So it gives them more control over their data.
Right.
And allows them to benefit from its use in these AI applications.
So they're kind of sharing the data, but they're also owning it together.
Exactly.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. It's a really interesting model that could really empower farmers and ensure that AI benefits the entire agricultural community.
Okay, so we've covered a lot here.
Yeah, we have.
The potential benefits of AI in agriculture, some of the challenges,
mm-hmm.
some really cool real world examples.
Yeah.
Policy recommendations.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I feel like I'm starting to see how this could completely reshape the future of food and farming.
Absolutely.
It's exciting.
It is really exciting.
I'm ready to dive even deeper.
Yeah.
Let's take a closer look at how AI is being used to address some of the like biggest challenges facing agriculture, like climate change and resource management.
Yeah, that's a great place to start.
This is where it gets really interesting.
AI is already playing a key role in helping farmers adapt to the impacts of climate change.
Okay, let's jump in.
Okay, so when we talk about climate change adaptation, AI is a really powerful tool.
Okay.
Think of it as like a superpowered weather forecaster.
Okay.
AI can analyze like massive data sets on historical weather patterns, soil conditions, crop yields, and use that data to predict the impact of future climate scenarios.
Wow.
With incredible accuracy.
So it's like AI can give farmers like a heads up
exact-wise.
On what to expect.
Exact-wise.
Yep.
Okay.
So things like droughts, floods, heat waves, AI can help farmers anticipate these things and give them time to adapt
Okay.
Their planting schedules,
right.
irrigation strategies,
okay.
the crop varieties they're using.
Got it.
To minimize their losses.
So it's like having a crystal ball.
It's not quite a crystal ball.
Yeah.
But it's pretty close.
Okay, all right.
And it goes beyond just predicting the weather.
Okay.
AI can also help farmers optimize their use of resources, like water and fertilizer.
That's a big one, especially with all the concerns about water scarcity and the environmental impact.
Huge.
Huge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So AI can analyze data from sensors in the field.
Okay.
Soil moisture levels, even satellite imagery.
Wow.
To determine the precise amount of water and fertilizer that each plant needs.
Wow.
At any given time.
So no more guesswork.
No more guesswork.
No more like over application.
Hopefully not.
Which is good for the farmer's bottom line and the environment.
It's a win-win.
Okay, so AI can help farmers adapt to climate change, use resources more efficiently.
Yeah.
But what about those big picture challenges?
Yeah.
Like feeding a growing global population and ensuring food security.
Yeah.
Can AI help with that?
AI can absolutely play a role there.
For example, imagine AI analyzing satellite data to monitor crop health and yields across entire regions.
Okay.
So that information could be used to identify areas at risk of food shortages and allow governments and aid organizations to step in and prevent famine.
That's incredible. It's like having a real-time dashboard.
It's like
to the global food system.
Yeah, a big picture view of what's happening.
Wow. And AI can also help us develop more resilient and sustainable food systems.
Absolutely.
By doing things like optimizing supply chains, reducing food waste.
Uh-huh. And even creating new, more nutritious food sources.
It's like something out of a science fiction movie.
It's pretty wild.
But it's happening now.
It is happening. Yeah. It's a really exciting time to be working in this field.
It is, yeah. Very cool.
But it's important to remember that AI is a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. We have to make sure that AI is developed and deployed responsibly.
Yeah.
With careful consideration of its potential impact on society.
Right, right. And we talked earlier about some of the potential challenges like data bias and the need for good legal frameworks.
Yeah.
It seems like we need to approach this with a sense of optimism.
Yeah.
But also a healthy dose of caution.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
AI has the potential to transform agriculture for the better.
Uh-huh.
But it's up to us to make sure that that happens in a way that benefits everyone.
And that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
For our listeners.
Right.
Because this isn't just up to governments and researchers to figure out.
We all have a role to play
in
shaping the future of AI.
Right. We all have a stake in this.
We do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the people who are at the heart of all this.
Yeah.
The farmers and rural communities who are going to be most affected by this, this rise of AI in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about all this potential, you know, for AI to increase efficiency and tackle these big challenges.
Right.
But how do we actually make sure that this technology benefits the people who are working the land, who are living in these rural communities?
Yeah, that's the core question, right? It's not just about like shiny new tractors and robots.
Right.
We have to make sure that AI is actually empowering farmers.
Yeah.
Creating new opportunities and strengthening rural economies.
So where do we even start with that? Like, what needs to happen to make sure that AI doesn't leave rural communities behind?
Yeah, well, I think one key area that our source highlights is education and training.
Okay.
You know, we need to equip farmers with the skills to operate and maintain these AI-powered equipment.
Right.
To interpret the data that these systems are generating.
Yeah.
And to make, like, informed decisions about how to actually integrate AI into their operations.
It's like learning a whole new language almost, right?
It is, yeah.
The language of data and algorithms.
Mm. It's a steep learning curve for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And it's not just about those technical skills either.
Right.
Farmers also need to understand, like, the business side of things. How to market their AI-enhanced products.
Okay.
How to negotiate with tech companies.
It's a whole new skill set for the modern farmer.
It is, yeah.
But what about the people who maybe aren't cut out for that, you know, like that tech side of things?
Right.
Are there opportunities for them in this, like, AI-driven future of agriculture?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
AI is going to create a whole new ecosystem of jobs in rural communities.
Okay.
Think about all the people who will be needed to install and maintain and repair these really complex AI systems.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be a growing demand for data analysts and software developers.
Okay.
And even like AI ethicists who can help ensure that these technologies are being used responsibly.
So it's not just about replacing farm workers with robots.
Right.
There's potential for new job creation.
Absolutely.
Economic growth in these rural areas.
Exactly. But we have to be proactive about it.
Yeah.
We need to invest in education and training programs that prepare rural workforces for these new opportunities.
Right.
And we need to create policies that encourage businesses to invest in rural communities.
It sounds like there's a lot of work to be done.
There is.
But also a lot of potential for positive change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's shift gears for a second and talk about something we haven't really touched on yet.
Okay.
The role of government in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
What can policymakers actually do to ensure that AI benefits rural communities?
Well, our source outlines a few key policy recommendations.
All right.
One important step is to provide financial incentives for farmers to adopt AI technology.
Okay, so like grants, tax breaks, things like that.
Yeah, subsidized loans maybe.
So it's about lowering the barrier to entry.
Yeah.
Especially for smaller farms who might not have a ton of resources to invest in this stuff on their own.
Exactly, yeah.
What else?
Another really important area is infrastructure. You know, AI relies on high-speed internet and really robust data networks.
Right.
We need to close that digital divide.
Right.
And make sure that rural communities have access to the same level of connectivity as urban areas.
It's like building the roads and bridges of the digital age.
It is, yeah.
You can't have a thriving digital economy without the right infrastructure in place.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there's that whole area of regulation and ethics.
Right.
You know, we need to create some clear guidelines for the use of AI in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure these technologies are being used safely,
right,
responsibly, ethically.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about letting the tech industry run wild with this.
Right.
There needs to be some oversight and accountability.
It's about finding that balance between fostering innovation and protecting the interests of farmers and consumers and the environment.
Oh, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We've
explored the potential of AI to like completely revolutionize agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about some of the challenges.
Yeah.
Delved into some of those policy implications.
It's been a good conversation.
I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too.
But before we sign off, I want to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question here.
Okay.
We've talked about AI as a tool.
Yeah.
But what if it's more than that?
Okay.
What if AI becomes like a partner in agriculture?
Okay.
Working alongside farmers to create a more sustainable and equitable food system.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It really challenges us to think about the future of farming in a whole new way.
Yeah. And it highlights the importance of collaboration, both between humans and AI, and between all these different stakeholders across the agricultural landscape.
Absolutely.
It's clear that the future of agriculture is going to be shaped by AI in some way.
Yeah.
But it's really up to all of us to determine what that future actually looks like.
Right.
We need to be informed, engaged, and proactive in shaping this technology for the benefit of everyone.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI and agriculture.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We hope you found it informative, engaging, and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring,
yeah,
and keep those questions coming.
For sure.